Welcome to another episode of Astrobooth. I'm thrilled to guide you through the celestial forecast for the month of August. Get ready for a month filled with opportunities, transformations, and a sprinkle of cosmic magic. Let's explore what the stars have in store for each zodiac sign. Whether you are a lovely Gemini, a charming Libra, or a progressive Aquarius, there is something here for everyone. Let's dive in and see what the universe has in store for you. Gemini, this August is all about your close environment and communication. With the Sun in your third house until the 21st and Venus until the 5th, you'll be shining matters related to travel, documents, and new learning experiences. Expect to socialize more and possibly go on business trips. The new moon on the 4th could bring fresh starts, maybe a new hobby or moving to a new location. From the 15th, Mercury retrograde might bring some delays or need for revisions in your travel or communication plans. Don't worry, just double-check your documents and be patient. Shifting focus to your 4th house of family and home from the 5th, Venus will bring warmth and coziness into your domestic life. You might find yourself enjoying family gatherings or hearing news from relatives. The Sun joins in on the 22nd, making the end of the month perfect for home improvements or family bonding. Finally, the full moon on August 19th in your 9th house will highlight travel, education, and legal matters. You might receive important news or complete a significant project. It's an emotional time, so embrace the changes coming your way. Libra. Friendships and collective projects take center stage this August for you. With the Sun in your 11th house until the 21st of August and Venus until the 5th, it's a great time to connect with like-minded people and pursue your dreams. The new moon on the 4th could bring new interests or introduce you to a new community. From the 15th of August, Mercury retrograde might bring old friends back into your life. Use this time to reconnect and reflect on past collective experiences. As the month progresses, the focus shifts to your 12th house of hidden activities and seclusion. From the 5th, Venus will encourage you to enjoy some quiet time, perhaps indulging in creative or romantic pursuits in solitude. The Sun joins on the 22nd of August, making it an ideal time for self-care and introspection. The full moon on August 19th in your 5th house will highlight matters related to children, creativity, and love affairs. You might see the culmination of a creative project or experience significant events in your love life. It's a time to celebrate your passions and enjoy life's pleasures. Aquarius. This August emphasizes your relationships and partnerships. With the Sun in your 7th house until the 21st and Venus until the 5th, you'll be focusing on building and nurturing your connections. The new moon on the 4th could bring new relationships or opportunities for collaboration. From the 15th, Mercury retrograde might bring past relationships or unresolved issues back into focus. Take this time to clear up any misunderstandings and strengthen your bonds. As the month continues, the spotlight shifts to your 8th house of shared resources and transformation. From the 5th, Venus will bring essential and intimate energy, possibly reigniting past romances. The Sun joins on the 22nd, making it a powerful time for financial planning and deep personal growth. The full moon on August 19th in your 2nd house will highlight your finances and resources. You might see the resolution of financial matters or gain clarity of your income and expenses. It's an emotional time, so trust your instincts and make informed decisions. And there you have it, Star Seekers. August promises to be a month of introspection, transformation, and growth. Embrace the energies, resolve the past, and step confidently into the future. Stay tuned for more insights and cosmic guidance on the Astrobooth podcast. Remember, the stars can guide us. but it's up to us to make the most of their energy. Stay positive, stay curious, and embrace the journey. Until next time, keep looking up and shine bright.